In the country of Holland, every year, they have a memorial service, a memorial recognition, just as we do in America. And I was so impressed in reading about this. Every family, every citizen in that Dutch nation takes the name of a fallen American soldier who's buried in their land. Those soldiers who during the Battle of the Bulge and World War II gave their lives for the liberation of Holland. And every year, a family takes the name of one of those soldiers, takes his picture, has a portrait of him, puts it in their home, tells their children. That because of these men, we have our freedom. And on that day, that Memorial Day, they contact the relatives of that fallen soldier in this country, and they pay for them to come to Holland, the surviving relatives. And there they remember those men who gave the last full measure of devotion to their country. Isn't that wonderful? I tell you, that's wonderful. I was in McDonald's this week having breakfast, and I was sitting having my breakfast, and I overheard the conversation of two men. They were talking about the fathers. And one of the men said, I never knew my father. He died in Berlin in World War II while my mother was carrying me with child. I don't think it an accident that the Lord let me hear that. I am deeply moved about those men who gave everything, their futures, their generations, their homes, their families. It is something to remember, isn't it? It truly is. A lot of people in our country, because of the wickedness of our land, use this as a time to get drunk and to party, and we've got another day off, you know. But beloved, it's a time to remember that freedom is not free. That it has an awful cost. And all the sacred documents are sealed with the blood of these men that bought our freedom. I want to sing this evening the Navy hymn. It's the official hymn of the Navy. It was written in 1825 by a man by the name of William Whiting. It's the only hymn that I know of that mentions God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, the Trinity. It has survived the political correctness of our age and hasn't been wiped off the face of the political charts or the military charts. We thank the Lord for this hymn, and we sing it in memorial to those men who gave their lives to sustain our freedom.
When we cry. Oh, true.